Let me talk a little bit about HER2 testing and how we can identify patients who are HER2 positive.
I think there's still a tremendous debate as to what the perfect type of HER2 new testing is. And the important thing is to realize that although FISH has become in many places the standard of care, there's still some discrepancy between FISH and IHC testing. In the past, IHC was the predominantly used methodology, and about 10% of women that are 3+ ended up being FISH negative. About 30% of the women that were 2+ ended up being FISH positive, so that was nice because we were now able to capture some of these women that otherwise might not have been captured. But up to 10% of the patients that were 0 or 1 positive are still FISH positive. So based on that information, many centers have completely done away with IHC and just routinely go to FISH as their favorite methodology. I think the dilemma in my practice is the woman who is IHC 3+, you do FISH testing and it comes back negative, and what do you do with that patient? National experts have talked about not giving Herceptin to that patient or giving Herceptin to that patient. And although that's a small number of patients, I still don't have an answer in my own practice.